All right, so now we're on section 3, number 6, case 24-101, regarding...
Break. Thank you.
Regarding John McWhorter, DVM, continuance of informal interview of August 21st, 2024 for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. So, hello.
Hello.
Mr. Terry and Dr. McWhorter.
Good afternoon.
All right. So the lead is Dr. Nosley.
So at this point, in terms of any more discussion, there isn't any, right?
Correct.
There's
not. So in case 24-101, I would make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and the conclusions of law.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call. So.
Sorry, I was...
Oh, that's okay. We're just adopting...
Yeah, I was thinking about, because it says for the purpose of receiving additional information. So was there additional information on this one?
No, it always says.
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't... Okay. Ms. Frost.
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Dr. Nosley.
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay, now.
So at this point, I'd like to ask if there are any previous sanctions, violations, etc.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, I have that information. So it looks like in the past, we have 5 past disciplinary actions. There was one in 2004 related to failure to notify the board of an address change. He was required to pay a $50 civil penalty. In 2005, we had violations of ARS 32-22-3212 as it relates to R311-5011, also 32-22-3221 as related to R311-502J3, J5, and J8, so those are medical records, and his license was censured. In 2012, we had a violation for minor records violation. He paid a $100 civil penalty. In 2015, there was a letter of concern related to the use of steroids in that particular case. In 2022, there was a disciplinary action of ARS 32-22-3211. Gross negligence for administering a long-acting steroid to a dog exhibiting symptoms of illness without a diagnosis or presumptive diagnosis causing unnecessary suffering, as well as ARS 32-22-3212 related to R311-502-BUN, failure to communicate to the pet owner the seriousness of the dog's blood results and not recommending the dog be brought back in for reevaluation. His license was placed on probation for 1 year. He paid a $1,500 civil penalty. He was required to complete 12 hours of CE. Of that, 6 was required in client communication and 6 in reproductive disease. And the last one was in 2003. He was found in violation of ARS 32-22-3218, failure to comply with a written order of the board, and his license was censured. That's all we have.
Okay, thank you. So I would make a motion to issue the respondent in this case probation for 1 year to obtain 4 hours in client communication and 2 hours in medical records keeping. And a civil penalty of $1,000 per violation for a total of $2,000.
Second.
All right, so motion and a second. We do roll call.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay.
And as a question for probably Jeannie, would the
with the board, I don't know how to posture this because they're discussing, but he did submit some continuing education that he completed within the last 2 or 3 weeks, and whether or not they would give credit for the client, because they were client communication specific. And so that always comes up when we submitted that, so I just need to know the answer to that.
Has to be pre-approved.
Has to be.
Yeah, so we'll send out the information for the order, but it is, he will submit CEs that he's considering taking for pre-approval prior to taking those. So just making sure that before you start those, make sure that they've been approved.
Very well.
Those previous ones could be used for renewal.
For renewal, right.
Sure.
Okay. A question. A time limit on getting the classes together?
60 days.
Yep.
From the date the order is effective. So the order is not effective until from 35 days from the day that I issue it, because you have a chance to appeal it if you'd like to.
Okay. Reason I was asking is I am going into surgery on Friday, so I was just.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Victoria, would we move forward with the phone call or with the